You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Honasa Consumer, the parent company of the popular beauty and personal care brand Mama Earth, witnessed a remarkable 20% surge in its shares, reaching ₹422.5 per share today. This surge follows the company's impressive Q2 financial results, which revealed a doubling of net profit to ₹30 crores. Jefferies, a leading financial services firm, responded positively to Honasa Consumer's Q2 performance and reiterated a buy rating on the stock. The brokerage firm has set a target of ₹530 per share, indicating a substantial 25% upside from the current levels. In addition to the buy rating, Jefferies has also upgraded its earnings per share estimates on Honasa Consumer stock by 5-6%. In some more market updates, the Indian Railways is poised to add 200-250 new trains annually, in addition to the 400-450 Vande Bharat trains slated for inclusion in the coming years. Railway stocks have surged by as much as 32% in the past month, accompanied by a more than tenfold rise in average trading volumes. In response to the escalating passenger numbers attributed to population growth, the Indian Railways has unveiled a robust plan to introduce an additional 3,000 trains over the next 4 to 5 years. This strategic move, articulated by Ashwini Vaishnav, aims to augment the current annual passenger capacity from 800 crores to 1,000 crores. Crucially, Vaishnav emphasized the overarching goal of enhancing train speeds and expanding the rail network. Ashwini Vaishnav also chaired a session to address concerns around deepfake technology. He said that the government needs to take very urgent steps to strengthen trust in the society to protect the democracy. According to Vaishnav, the Indian government has held talks with social media companies, artificial intelligence-based platforms and professors, and NASSCOM. Reportedly, Vaishnav mentioned that in the upcoming 10 days, the government will draw up actionable items for deepfakes based on 4 pillars, which are detection of deepfakes and misinformation, how to prevent spreading of misinformation, strengthening reporting mechanisms for applications, and raising awareness. Meanwhile, India's Murugappa Group added $3 billion in market value Wednesday after one of the conglomerate's units announced a foray into semiconductors. The shares of the group's electric motor maker, CG Power and Industrial Solutions Limited, surged by the 20% limit to a record, prompting similar-sized rallies in 2 other group stocks. The proposal comes against the backdrop of India's ambition to create a robust tech manufacturing sector that has already drawn investments from Apple-linked suppliers. The foray would also provide investors an opportunity to bet on a sector that's added trillions of dollars in stock values globally this year, but has been largely absent from the nation's equity market. Moving on, Kolkata Metro Railway Network has developed a token with Chandrayaan 3 logo on it. This aims to commemorate the country's first successful soft landing on the lunar surface in a unique way. The token was introduced on October 10th, just before the Durga Puja. It is available across all 3 corridors of the city's rapid transit system, that is Blue Line, Green Line and Purple Line. The passengers can purchase these tokens from the booking counters of the 3 routes. The Kolkata Metro has targeted to sell 1 lakh such tokens to mark the success of Chandrayaan 3. It is also expected that this new token will draw positive responses from the commuters. The Metro Railway witnessed a quantum jump in sales of smart tokens last month. Over to auto industry, according to recent media report, Tata Motors will introduce a new digital instrument console to the punch. The homegrown car maker will offer a 4-inch digital screen as standard fitment across the entire punch range, up until the top-spec creative trim, which benefits from a fancier semi-digital setup that gets an additional analog dial for tachometer. Spy images show that the 4-inch screen displays the speedometer, fuel gauge and more except the tachometer. The larger and more advanced color TFT instrumentation in the top-spec creative trim shows various readouts like power and torque meters, trip computer reading, TPMS reading, music info or radio station, coolant temperature and more. Lastly, the share market. Indian benchmark indices ended on a flat note in the volatile session on November 23rd. At close, the Sensex was down 5.43 points or 0.01% at 66,017.81. And the Nifty was down 9.80 points or 0.05% at 19,802. About 1,748 shares advanced, 1,407 shares declined, and 120 shares unchanged. Hero MotoCorp, Bajaj Auto, BPCL, Eicher Motors, and IndusInd Bank were among the top gainers on the Nifty, while losers were Cipla, Ultratech Cement, LTI Mindtree, SBI Life Insurance, and Larsen & Toubro. a mixed trend was seen on the sectoral front, with healthcare index down 1% and information technology index down 0.5%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.